Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVR 101.7 FM with your host, Sergi Dawal, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotswood campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a great episode for you today, an interview with City Councilor of Abbotswood, Simon Gibson, and we will be talking about last year's Fraser Valley flooding and what the city has done to make sure that that flooding does not occur again. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by Simon Gibson, Abbotswood City Councilor. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Sergi, good to talk to you again.
And sir, I wanted to ask you about last year's Fraser Valley flooding. I know you weren't on council last year, but you have been a past MLA for Abbotswood Mission as well as now City Councilor as well, and you were City Councilor before, so you're the perfect person to ask, what can be done better from the city's perspective to prevent such a disaster from taking place again?
Well, I guess your question, Sergi, is a good one, and it's really on the minds of most Abbotswood residents, particularly those who live and farm on Sumas Prairie. As your listeners will probably know, Sumas Prairie was up until about 1923 a lake, and of course it was drained to find some of the most fertile farmland in the province. Interestingly, I've had people say to me, you know, Simon, if it was proposed today, the environmentalists and others probably would not approve it. Anyway, we're here today, and yes, we don't want to have a repeat of what happened last year. I even had relatives from California phoning me, having seen the stories about the Abbotswood flood on Los Angeles television. So it was an international story, and unfortunately it put us on the map for the wrong reasons. So first of all, I would not say I'm an expert on the needs for the flooding situation. However, it's clear that a new pump station and dikes, which have been proposed by Abbotswood prior to my return to council, definitely the solution. And I think that the challenge has been that the water used to go south through the Nooksack River system, and now, as we know, it's coming north and creating a huge tragedy, the entire Sumas Prairie. So new dikes are needed, and a pump station is essential. The challenge, of course, is for Abbotswood, we don't have the kind of money needed, and the province and feds are going to have to come alongside. Some of us, I think, have seen the figures into the billions of dollars of remediation. I had one farmer say to me the other day, Simon, why don't we just build a wall right along the border and just have a gate there? Well, it sounds like an interesting solution, but of course, economically and physically, not practical. So I know our staff, we've got staff dedicated to this. In fact, we have one individual, his total responsibility right now is to focus on flood remediation on Sumas Prairie. So we're on top of it. We need help from the province and the feds. And I'm actually pretty optimistic. I don't think anybody wants to see a repeat of last year.
Now, if I can switch on to your other topics, as you said, your return to council was a couple weeks ago, you were sworn in. What are your main issues that you want to cover for the city of Abbotswood?
Well, I appreciate the question. There's a number of issues that were brought to my attention as I sought candidacy to council. I think the concern continues, and it's not unique to Abbotswood, but it's the issue of those who are really marginalized, homeless population who has addictions in many cases, and in some instances mental illness. So unfortunately, those three, homelessness, mental addictions, and addictions and homelessness and mental illness, pardon me, those three are kind of together. And the unfortunate thing is that a lot of the homeless people don't really have a quality attitude some of the situations that they would be found in. And to place somebody who has a serious addiction or mental illness problem into a home that was given to them, I'm advised that they would likely not maintain it well and could even destroy it. So that's not good stewardship there. So it's an ongoing challenge around the Lower Mainland. We have a fairly nice climate here, as you know, and people are coming from other parts of the country because of the welcoming climate here. And so we're seeing increasingly, we've just seen some stats that show that homelessness is on the rise. And these folks are often, not always, but are sometimes making the decisions now for troubles that they've had in the past, decisions that they've made. So yeah, that's certainly come to my attention. Was there something else? Oh, we were going to ask about some other issues. Was that...
The city of Abbotsford is developing at a rapid rate. How do we balance development and the environment collectively? How do we do both of them at the same time?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and thank you for asking that, Sarjeet. I think that densification is going to involve careful planning and putting in, make sure that we have a sufficient number of apartments, condominiums, and townhouses. Generally, in our core area, for younger people and for seniors who can easily access commercial services such as grocery stores, drug stores, and others. But I do wish... I do want to make sure that as we are developing our green hills on the east side of Abbotsford, this is the last area really that we're going to be able to develop, that we do it in a way that is sustainable and is sensitive to the water courses, the wildlife, and some of the beautiful vistas we have here in our community. I would not like to see Abbotsford just kind of paved over indiscriminately. It has to be done carefully, and I believe our council will be on the right track in making sure this is still a beautiful city, but with lots of room for people to be able to buy affordable homes, such as apartments, townhouses, and condominiums. But the age of single-family homes being built to any great extent in Abbotsford may very well be over.
And what would your final message to our listeners be today that are listening to you in Abbotsford?
Well, thank you. And your listeners, I know, appreciate and love this city. We've got so much going for us, the agriculture, close to the ocean, close to the border, close to the Okanagan. Abbotsford is central, and it's really the hub of the Fraser Valley. I'm very proud of Abbotsford. I've been involved politically here for a number of years, and I still have a great affection for Abbotsford. To your listeners, get involved. Contact me at any time. I'm happy to track down an issue for you. And look forward to keeping in touch with residents. And all the best, Sarjeet, for continued with a great radio show here in the Abbotsford area.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to having you on regularly.
Thank you. Have a great day, and look forward to keeping in touch.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.